Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode
370. Hi, it's Lunch with Leah, Facebook Live and your favorite podcast. I hope you're all tuned in and I hope you share. In fact, you should tweet it out right now and tell everybody, get online and watch. So Art Basel in Miami is over for 2018.
Art Boozle.
Oh, I hate to say it, but I'm just glad everyone left, aren't you? I mean, the traffic.
It's my least favorite week in Miami now.
Well, I don't know that music festival's not fabulous either. Is it? I mean, there's just traffic in every direction. The restaurants are packed in every direction. Everybody's in town, and everybody wants you to entertain them and do something and go somewhere, and it's just crazy. And even the art at the convention center, I mean, the good pieces, which people like us can't afford, they sell out in an hour, and then all the fabulous people leave, and then everyone else is running around doing tire kicking, and right. I'm wondering if they really buy a lot, you know? And I don't have one wall left, of course, with all these portraits of myself. I mean, can you believe how many portraits of myself? Somebody emailed me the other day, I'm an artist, and I did a portrait of you. What's the address to mail? And I'm like, oh, no. No, it's looking like a shrine in here. I've got the two Peter Max. I've got the Kefir Morel. Well, how do you say his name? I love him. But I say it wrong.
Kefir
Morel. I love him. Frankie Grandi bought a piece from him. Then I've got the burrito piece. And then I've got our other guy that brought that fabulous piece the other day. What was his name? And he asked us, he said, oh, give him a shout out too for the holidays.
AV Rev, I think is his artist name. But
how do we find him?
He's on social media. It's AV Revolution.
AV Revolutions. And he did a portrait. And he does A-Rev. And he did a fabulous piece, and then he does also abstract art.
He's also doing fashion now on
and
his
fashion,
art.
Yeah. So
check out his Instagram. It's great.
AV
Revolution. AV Rev.
AV Rev. I can, and he's on Twitter as Bravo. That's how I mostly know him. And he came in one day with a great piece. So, I mean, I love you guys sending me all these fabulous pieces of myself, but honest to God, what am I going to do? I guess when I die, I'll leave them into the Histonian, or what is it called?
The Smithsonian
the
Institute.
The Metropolitan Museum of Art.
We need a museum, a Leah Black Museum.
A Leah Black Museum with all my quotes and my pillows. By the way, people are buying these pillows for the holidays. You should hand me one. And they're fabulous. Give me, no, that one we don't sell. This one, we sell this one. Oh, yeah. It says, I can deal with a lot. I can't deal with stupid. We're selling these out the door for the holidays. People are loving them, and I'm loving them. I can deal with a lot of things. I can't deal with stupid. Oh, and then the other side's fabulous. So if you don't want to be, if you want to be discreet about your quotes, you can turn them around when stupid. When stupid people come in your office, you turn them around. That says, I can deal with a lot, but I can't deal with stupid. And then when normal people come in, you can just flip them around.
That's
so
for sure.
Anyway, there was that. And, you know, I didn't do a lot of shopping. I bought a lot of those Kind desks to send to people, KIND. It's like $30 a donation. You get a desk for a kid in Malawi, and then they send out this really great little notice to the people that says, you know, Leah Black donated a desk to the children of Malawi in your name and your honor. And that's an easy gift. And the thing I love is they get it the next day. So if you haven't bought any gifts on the 24th, you can just sit that out and they'll get it on the 24th. So I love that. That's Lawrence O'Donnell and MSNBC and UNICEF combined. KIND, I think it's called.
It's good to pay it forward.
Yeah, it's paying it forward. And then Kelly was here, as you guys know. We had a great response to our interview with her last week. How much fun was that? She's fucking crazy. She's just crazy.
She is. She's fun. I enjoy
it. Hilarious. She goes, I'm going to go to Wynwood. What do you want to do tomorrow morning? Oh, Jason goes, well, what about Wynwood? Yep, let's go to Wynwood. I want to go to Wynwood. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so let's go to Wynwood. So meanwhile, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to get up early because I'm going to feel so guilty sleeping if she's in there downstairs in that bedroom. So I set my alarm. For like 9, which is early for me. And so at 8:30, I woke up anyway. I was so nervous. And I texted her, and she didn't text back. Oh, she's probably in the shower. Then I go down Esperanza and made a tray of, I don't know, croissants and fruit and juice and this and that and whatever. She was going to take it in her room, coffee, this, that. And then I didn't hear from her. And then I didn't hear from her. And then she texts me at 9:30, says, oh, I just woke up. I've never slept better in my whole life. The bed was so comfortable. The sheets for a day were so comfortable.
She did an Instagram story.
Oh, yeah. The room was so dark, and I slept so good. She did an Instagram story. I think I saw a little bit.
Yeah, she did. She was like, guys, I'm at Leah Black's. It was the best. The sheets are fabulous. She was showing, like, the fruit tray and all the
stuff. And I was going, I could have slept another 30 minutes. But anyway, and then, so I'm like, well, what happened to Wynwood? So I start texting her, I go, because I'm upstairs, she's downstairs. It's a big house, easier to text. So I'm like, are you going to Wynwood with Jason? Jason said he'd take you to Wynwood. She goes, well, I'm going to go run first. I'm like, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock by now. You're going to run and then go to Wynwood and catch 1 o'clock flight? How's that going to work out? She goes, oh, no, I'm going to run and then go. I'm like, okay. So then she goes and runs the golf course, which is like 2 miles or whatever. Comes back, then she gets dressed, and I'm downstairs in the kitchen ready to go. I'm like texting her, like, if you want to go to Wynwood, you've got to leave now. I've got to take you to the office now. She's like, oh, you know, let's just go to the office. So we go to the office. So then we come to the office, of course. Then she sees all the stuff, and she loves to shop, and she gets all the handbags and loves all the stuff and the jewelry and this and that. And then she's a shopper. I didn't realize she's a shopper. She goes, remember that mall that you told me about across the street? Let's go over there. So we go to that mall. We literally have, like, less than an hour. No, right here we walked. Oh, Brickell Center. And so I texted Ara, and I said, are you there? He didn't get there till 2. I'm like, this is last minute. We'll be lucky to even get in and out. So forget it. Don't try to come in. We go over there. She tried on, I swear, 20 things in 5 minutes. I've never seen anything like, she's like a black belt shopper. And she tried, everything she tried on was stunning on her. She tried on this jumpsuit. She said she was going to wear it to the party on Saturday night with this new doctor she's dating. And I was like, if that's the first time his friends are going to see you, if you walk in that, they're going to tell him to get on his knees right now with a ring and propose, because you're going to knock everybody dead if you walk in that gold jumpsuit. But it was a little too big, and she was ordered it the next size down to be FedEx to her house, so I don't know if she got it or not, but she's a shopper, that one. I've never seen anything like it. Then we went to Komodo that night, and that was nice. Everybody had drinks, except I had iced tea, and we were also tired by then, because that day she wanted to go to Merrick Park. We shopped at Merrick Park for 2 hours. Like, oh my God. I was like, and that guy Jack that was with her, the cute guy,
yeah,
from Palm Beach, or Wellington. He has the horses. His family, I guess they raise horses, and I don't know. They're equestrians, yeah. I think he was exhausted. I think when he left, he was like, somebody else take the shift. It was funny. He was cute, wasn't he?
He was
fun.
So nice. Super nice guy.
He was so cute. Anyway, so we had fun. So on the Christmas shopping thing, I still have nothing for RJ. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't. All he wants is Uber Eats. I swear to God. It's like he doesn't want anything. But I did take him over to Fisher Island to see all of his classmates from elementary school and preschool. So he saw his friend Tyga that lives on the beach, and Timothy, who's studying in Ukraine because they're from Ukraine and Russia, and his dad has casinos and stuff over there. Saw them. Ali was going to come, but his mom said he doesn't have any free time till February. Like, he's a high school student. He doesn't have any free time until February. I was like, that's a lame excuse, but okay.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty crazy. And, you know, we had just seen Ali and Gene-san. We had just seen them at the Palm a while back, and so I love them. No, not the Palm, the other restaurant. Anyway, the Fair Merrick Park. He's one of my favorite friends of RJ's. He's so cute and so smart. They're all cute. And then Tony was supposed to come, but he, you know, Tony went up to Hollywood Boulevard and missed the pizza party. I don't know what happened to him. Apparently, RJ's friend Tony is making rap music on his computer and selling these beats beats to producers and rappers and making money. Made $4,000 last month. He's only 17 years old. I'm like, RJ, you better get with the damn program. You can play the piano. Get in there and start writing something. Yeah. Can you believe that? I mean, I think that's just incredible.
It is. It's great.
Anyway, so then we were going to go to Fort Lauderdale, the chiropractor, and I started driving up there. Would you believe the rain was so heavy that I could not see the car in front of me? I couldn't change lanes. I was a nervous wreck, and I told RJ we're going to turn around and come back. You know where we turned around? When I turned around, I passed the Christmas Palace.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was there. I would have gone there, but yeah. I missed it. But that's how far we made it. It took an hour to make it that far. It was so nerve-wracking on Saturday. And so I had to go late. So remember, Tony was going to come by. I missed Tony, our distributor from Canada, because I had to. That day got screwed up. So that didn't happen. And then RJ's school party we went to that night, I think, 20 or 30 or 40 gifts that I wrapped, Heidi wrapped, in the clear cellophane because it says unwrapped. Of course, you know me. I wrap them in gorgeous clear cellophane with beautiful bows on them so they can see what they're getting. But we took those and dropped them off and ran into some of the great... Oh, ran into Jessica Gullman, who's on the cover of Indulge. She's fabulous. You got to get the Indulge magazine and read all about her and Wynwood and art and the whole thing. And then Scotty's on the board over there, her husband. And I ran into my friend Martin, whose wife's on the board over there. I mean, everybody over there is just so fabulous. I don't know why I don't spend more time with these people, because I'm lazy. That's just basically it. There's no excuse.
You're getting a lot of well-wishers here.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Becky Winter says hi from the UK. Don Jones says ultra. Ha, ha, ha. Can you imagine what Key Biscayne will be like next year?
Oh, everybody that can will just leave town or stay on this side of the causeway.
Yep. Taylor Gardner says, good morning, Leah. Kyle Clark says, happy holidays. BJ Black says, hello. We've got lots of people saying that hello to James and Jason.
Hi, James and Jason. Hello.
Hello, everyone. And just everyone's in the holiday spirit, it seems like. They're all saying, you know, they love Good Shoppers. They love people to give things for the holidays.
I love Good Shoppers, too, but I don't have the energy for it anymore. It's too exhausting. But Aaron makes it easy at Saks. If he would have been there, we just sit there and he brings you stuff. But anyway, if you're going to shop at Era, at Brickell Center, go to Saks and ask for Era. Yeah. He's the big shopper there. And then we had dinner planned with RJ's friends and their parents last Thursday night, and one of them had to cancel because she said her son wanted to study for his big exam the next day. So I canceled it, and I said I'll reschedule it later, and I'll do it in January when things have calmed down. But I was laughing to myself. I was like, if RJ had a big exam the next day, he wouldn't say, you know, Mom, I want to cancel that dinner to study. He'd go, let's go stay longer at dinner.
I don't blame him.
I'm just telling you.
His priorities, right?
I love his friends. He's got the best friends. They have the best influence on him. I mean, he's the video guy that wants to play videos and doesn't take everything seriously. And his friends are like studying so hard. I'm like, come on, RJ, get with the program. Anyway.
Oh, Rosie Hall is saying, Merry Christmas from Australia.
Oh, Australia. Isn't Helvetica from there? I love Helvetica. It's my favorite on the radio thing. I love her. Well, of course, Jeff and the others. But anyway. Go ahead.
Stephen Lemmings was just saying hello. He thinks you're beautiful.
Oh, fabulous. Yes. Oh, you've got to have to go to the site in a few minutes. I'm going to make a video for it. But what's the name of the site? It's I put it over there already.
Leah Black.
I already put it over there. At My Evolve.
Yes.
Without an E.
At the end. E-V-O-L-E.
Leah Black at My Evolve without an E. Uh-huh. And I'm going to do a video for this product that I stumbled onto. It's an incredible immune-boosting weight loss product of bars and shakes that you add to your regular thing. Don't let me lose that. Yeah, EVOLVE with no E. at leahblack.myevolve.com. This is for somebody else I'm doing because I just believe in it. I just can't believe this product. I'm telling you, the benefits aside, I've been sleeping so good from it, and it cleans your gut out. It's just so good anyway. So that's that. And everyone's loving their Christmas ornaments. I went on the Kathy Griffith merchandise store. I'm not going to say what they are. You go on there and look, because it's X-rated. But they're hilarious, and people are loving them. They're putting them on their trees, and then I did the cups. People are loving their cups. I love it. It's hilarious. So anyway, that's that. I'm loving mine. I ordered some blue ones for LA because I have some blue in the room there. I'm going to just highlight it a little bit. And let's see what else. Oh, sad news. Orme died, the hairdresser. Yes. And I saw Jennifer Lopez wrote the most beautiful little thing about him on her Instagram, about what a great friend he was and how he helped create her look. And a lot of celebrities have come out and said wonderful things about him. But that's very sad. He had stomach cancer, and he was so weak by the time, I guess, he got to the hospital and they really diagnosed it, that he couldn't do chemotherapy, and he died from a heart attack. It's very sad at 61 years old. And then Penny Marshall's died.
I loved her
from Laverne and Shirley. And, you know, she was a great – she was a breakthrough talent for women. As director, she directed Big, and she directed two or three other big things.
She was the first director, or maybe it was second director, that was a female to ever have a movie break the $100 million.
Yeah, she was big. And her brother, what was his name? Something Marshall? Gary Marshall. He was a big producer. Didn't he do...
Yeah, he wrote
a lot of stuff.
A lot of the Norman Lear comedy.
Yeah, he died or before her, I think. I think so.
Yes, I think
Yeah, because someone said it's an end of an era. You know, a lot of people gave great tributes, and Rosie O'Donnell put a picture of them up, and Kathy Griffin put a picture of them up. A lot of people were posting pictures with
Whoopi
her.
Whoopi Goldberg's career, because she was... I think she
did
that movie I saw on this morning, that Jumping Jack Flash, I think.
She did. Well, anyway, she was a real pioneer for women and a super talent, and she died of diabetes complications at only 74. So anyway, rest in peace. I hate when people die during the holidays, because it just puts such a damper on the holiday. And every year, every holiday thereafter, you're thinking about that. You know, it's just sad. It's sad they die, period. But anyway. And then we went to the Christmas party that Roy's law firm had. You didn't show up, James. What happened to you?
I was going to come, but then I was told you all were going to be late and there for a short period of time, so I couldn't. I mean, I wasn't going to get there till after 1.
I didn't get there till 1.
Yeah.
Jason, why'd you say that?
I told you that you all had another meeting at 2 p.m. here, and I was like,
it was from 12 o'clock on. Some people, when we left, they
I wasn't
were still
feeling
there.
Well either, so I didn't want to get anybody sick. I was afraid.
Well, everybody, it was at noon, which is way too early. That just shows you the mentality. Let's just start the party at noon so we can leave the office at 11. Let's just start there. It's too early. So I'm getting there like at 1. I don't know. Jason got there at 12:30, I guess. And I left at like 2:15, maybe 2:30. And then, but people were still, listen. I will tell you that one of the lawyers that's an ex-cop, he doesn't work the firm anymore. He's just a brilliant lawyer. But he used to give Wanda one of those sobriety tests after the party before he'd let her drive home. He would make her walk a straight line and touch her nose because she likes to drink at those parties. It was funny. Anyway, and then I ran into a friend of mine, and she wrote a short story for Chicken Soup for the Soul, and they've sold over 100 million holiday books this year. She's on page 60. She got her thing got in there. She's a writer.
Wow,
so we got to read that. She said it was a beautiful story about her gift package was the only one that made it to a soldier in a community or something. I'm going to get it and read it. But anyway, isn't that lovely? Her last name is Scott, and so page 60. And anyway, that was lovely. And last week, some of you asked, what were the handbags, the Birkin bags that I wore on Flipping Out? Well, you know, I couldn't remember. Well, you don't believe I didn't get my hair blown out yesterday. And Leo goes, I know what Birkin bags you wore. He goes, you know, that woman called in and she wanted to know what Birkin bags you wore on the show. Well, you wore the orange one on the at the seminar that you gave, and then in the car you had the pink one. So the orange one is a size 30 ostrich that Roy Jr. and Roy gave me for Christmas one year, and the pink one is an ostrich 35 that I got through the store in Mexico a few years ago when I was really combing the stores and begging and getting bags. I know I've got more than I'll ever need, but anyway, isn't that funny? He remembered that. Oh, and then by the way, before I forget, I will be on the Jeff Lewis Radio Andy on the 27th. That will be the Thursday after Christmas at 8 a.m. L.A. time, 11 a.m. Miami time, and it repeats at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And we don't have any shows until any more of our podcast. I know you guys are going to be going through with darn rolls. Oh, where's my hat? Give me my hat. We forgot my hat. Yeah. We're not going to have any more shows until after Christmas. This is our Christmas
finale.
We're
taking our holiday break.
I can't remember everything. Who forgot my hat? Okay, ready? So this is my hat. Hold on.
It looks good.
For our Christmas celebration, our Christmas hat.
Sure.
I don't want to make this so timely that we can't podcast it and people watch it year-round, so I'm only going to wear this for a few minutes, not to smash my hair. Santa!
Well, I mean, it is the
so it's that time of the year. I don't want to lose that Evolve thing. So you got to go to Evolve with no E, E-V-O-L-V-E. LeahBlack.myevolv.com and hear about this incredible immune boosting, yes, gut cleansing, weight loss program of bars and shakes and healthy food that I'm telling you, I sleep better and it fills you up for hours on end. It's amazing. And all flavors. It's just, I can't believe I stumbled onto it. This guy sent it to me and I stumbled on it. I'm going to tell everybody about it. I'm going to make a video and post it about it.
It looks like Dennis Norquist says that it must be https://// LeahBlack.myevolve without an e.com.
We got to put all that in there?
http:////
LeahBlack.myevolve.com. You know, I got to simplify that. I got to just go call Leah. For all your weight loss health needs, just call Leah. You can call us at 305-443-8980 anytime you want to. Everybody makes
Except
fun of
right
me.
Now while we're doing
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, you can call anytime you want. Anytime you want. We'll be there for you. We'll be there for you. Before I forget, 75% off on all of our holiday handbags just for the holidays, though.
Yes.
So you better buy them now. I mean, where are you going to get these bags? These crossover bags? They're fabulous. I mean, this is fabulous for the holidays. These are so... We're giving them basically at cost for the holidays, mm-hmm, because we're going to have new bags next year, and also because a lot of people are asking about these bags on the website. We didn't have the price, so we're finally like, you know what? Let's put them on at our cost for the holidays and give everybody a little bit of a bargain and let everybody get the word out, and then everybody else will be wanting them.
Right.
So this is one that's fabulous. I think Heather has this one. I think I sent her that one, Heather McDonald. This is a little bit of an upgrade of that one. It's got beads on the back and crystals on the front. And it's a crossover bag. Look at my little Leah Black tag. How cute. And then this one's the one Lisa Vanderpump picked out, the white. Kelly had to have it in the cream, and Heather has it in the silver. So this is the popular one, and this is very inexpensive. These are all custom handmade because we wanted them long enough and wide enough to hold your cell phone and your glasses and all the other stuff. So they hold a lot.
We have a request to see the icebox one, so I think Jason's going to grab that. Somebody
get the
wants
icebox
to see that
one. Let's see it.
Joanne Vuvalo says she loves your handbags.
The icebox, we only have the silver left, right? We don't have the black.
I think
we have
black
and silver. And by the way, we don't have a lot of any of these bags left, you know, but these are our 2018 bags, and we'll keep them as long as we have them. Mm-hmm. While we're waiting on Slowpoke over there, Jason, ask me anything on Instagram, Jordo007. Were you recently in Palm Springs? I swear I saw you there. Nope, wasn't me. Probably a younger, thinner version. This BCHAS, will you ever have a fan guest on your show? I don't know. We're just trying to get through week to week. We don't know what in the hell we're doing. This is the icebox. I love this. Let me tell you, if this was Judith Lieber or one of those big brands, this would be a $1,500 bag. And, I mean, these bags are $75. We're letting them go at cost because, one, we want to get new inventory, and two, it's the holidays, and three, we're feeling generous, and four, we're, you know, only have a few left of each bag, so we're just kind of moving that. Here's the black one, but they're fabulous. I love this called the Icebox. Oh, someone has good taste.
People were asking if they can get them in England.
See, it's the crystals on the front and the beads on the back. You can get them at leahblack.com. Mm-hmm. Call us at 305-443-8890, or you can email us at hello@leahblack.com for all the questions that you have about them. Mm-hmm. We're so easy to work with, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Tatiana Fox LV, can you bring Mommy Housewives back? Oh, you know, with all the power that I seem to have, it seems like I have hiring power, firing power, production power, editing power. I should be able to pick up the phone and do that. But the answer is I think the fat lady sang. Nikki Lorraine, is Freda RJ's nanny or the house manager? Freda's the house guest. Okay.
She's the queen.
She's the queen. Well, RJ really's never had a nanny. He had Heidi fill in when he was a baby because I like to sleep late. So I would stay up with him till 2. I would take the 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock shift, and then I'd sleep till like 10. And so Heidi would take that one. This is the icebox? Oh, the other one.
Yeah, that's
the ice. So this one is, we have, this one's
well,
the...
Yeah, that's like the other one, the star...
Starstruck? This is Starstruck, and this is the icebox. Oh, with the gold in that.
They'll see
them all. I love it. And the inside is felt and fabulous. And oh, it's velvet. It's beautiful. Gold.
I think we have a new use for them. What? Jeannie Garrity says, I'm getting that icebox. I'm a dental professional. I'm going to put our essential oils in it so patients can pick out which ones before we work on them, and then that container, use that as the
container.
Oh, that'll
be lovely.
From.
You
so
open it up
box.
And you set the oils in there. That's beautiful.
That's what she just
I
said.
Have that on my dressing counter. I have one that I set, and I have all my brushes sitting in it as a display. And then I have one that I put in a glass cabinet or a plexiglass cabinet that you can buy with the light shining on it as a piece of art. They're handmade. They're gorgeous pieces. I mean, seriously, the quality, and they're just fabulous.
Jeannie was asking Timeless. If that one is called the Starstruck. Yes,
this
that's
is
what it
Starstruck,
is. So,
yeah.
And she wants to be able to sit a 10-milliliter bottle standing up in them.
So oh, yeah. Well, then you would just open it up and set it out, and then just set your bottles in there.
Yeah.
So fabulous. Or your brushes. And then this is the one I told you that Vanderpump, Heather, and Kelly have. And then the crossovers, I think Heather has a crossover. I don't remember.
Yeah, she's got several.
Everybody's
she's
got
so
them.
They're so beautiful.
They're
something
gorgeous.
Else. She looks great.
We're going to do her podcast today, by the way. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop. They'll be posting it later in the week. So anyway, RJ had a nanny in the mornings only, and then I basically quit working and took care of him the rest of the time. Freda used to be the housekeeper, but now she's got 3 housekeepers that work for her. And that's our routine. Amaloon, so, and a driver.
She worked that real
and
well.
And a credit card.
She worked that real well.
Yep. Amaloon 76. Do you make New Year's resolutions? And if so, what are yours? You know, I will make them, but I didn't make any yet. I think our New Year's resolution has to be to expand our brand. You guys help us. Hit share. And so, oh, wait, did I miss somebody here? No, yeah, Fox Hearts Bear. Do I still have the house in Star Island? I do, and I have it rented out. I'm trying to decide. I was going to remodel it because I could remodel it for not a huge amount of money and not a huge amount of time. But then RJ's going off to college, and I'm like, I don't know if I really want to move. You know, I just don't want to move. So I rent it out, so I have all my options open. But if somebody came to buy it at the right price, I would sell it because I'm not attached to it. I don't get attached to too much. I get attached to people, but not too much things, you know, maybe my jewelry a little bit. In celebrity news, Pete Davidson tweeted out that he was not wanting to be on Earth anymore, but he was trying to for the sake of others, according to BuzzFeed and his Twitter account. That broke my heart. You know, depression, and especially this time of year, they say people get more depressed than any other time of the year. But depression is a very difficult thing, and people that are judging you for it, I know a few people that I've known personally that I thought were so happy and normal and enjoying their life that committed suicide. It's an imbalance in your it's not, I can't, Roy explained it to me one time because he represented people that had this imbalance of a chemical imbalance in your brain.
Right.
And, you know, it's needs to be treated. It's nothing
illness.
To condemn.
Yeah.
And the fact that he came forward with it probably helped so many other people because they're looking at him going, you know something, I have everything, a hit career, young, talented, money, New York, everything, and I'm depressed. So people are sitting there going, you know what? If a guy that has everything can be depressed, it's okay for me to be depressed too. But what I have learned about it, and I have studied it some, is you have to ride it out. You just have to ride it out. It will come and it will go, and you will snap out of it. But there is a vitamin called HTP5 that you can get it across the counter in a drugstore's that Joe Francis told me about, that everyone in Germany and in Europe that's depressed, they take that, and it's not a chemical, and it helps to, stabilize the serotonin in your brain.
Yeah.
So anyway, his friends rallied around him, and he's okay now, but that's sad. And by the way, Bohemian Rhapsody has been streamed the 20th century song of the 20th century.
It was streamed more than any other song of the 20th century.
Can
it
you
is also it? Now the top biopic, music biopic.
Oh, really?
It surpassed
I wish he were alive to see it. You know how many great people died of AIDS? And, you know, I liked Ronald Reagan as a person because, you know, looking back on I'm a history buff on politics, so... And his wife was very elegant, but, you know, he really put the brakes on research and development he was in denial about AIDS. And we lost about probably 10 or 15 years because of that. And then the Clintons came along, and they spent $100 million providing HIV medicine to people all around the world through their foundation. And that was one of the turning points of HIV and getting people to come out publicly like Elizabeth Taylor. But it's so sad that he's not alive. He could still be alive right now celebrating that. And I'll never forget in the film where the producer, the radio executive or music executive said, oh, we can never put a seven-minute song on the radio. It's just crazy. And now it's like the most streamed song of the 20th century. In the Daily News, it says that Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones, he quit drinking at 75 years old. This has to be very interesting. He's probably going to fall apart because he's probably just like pickled together with all that alcohol.
His body's learned how to break it down for nutritional value.
I mean, it's just crazy. I'm just like, you're kidding. I'm worried what's going to happen. I mean, it's probably was holding his whole body together. It's like, what is going to happen now?
I think that's such a good idea at 75.
I know. And then when you're around him, you're like, you know, I didn't know that you were drunk because I never saw you sober. You know?
Andre Luco says, why quit now?
I know. He said, he just got fed up with the drinking and it was time to quit at 75, and he's down to an occasional wine or beer. Well, good for you. I guess we can sit and have a beer together. I don't like beer. I think it's all right. And then the guitarist for the Rolling Stones, Ronnie Wood, says that Keith has become more mellow and more open to ideas, whereas Keith says he doesn't really see much of a difference in himself. And he said it's interesting to play music sober. It's a new experience. This guy will probably live a damn 100 more years. I mean, you know what? It's so crazy, the people that just abuse themselves and live to be 100, you know?
Susan Solander said she read where he still has wine with dinner, so quitting for Keith is probably like normal drinking for the rest of
us. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's having less than a bottle a day. He quit. No, I'm kidding. Les Moonves was denied his $120 million settlement because he was fired for cause. Now, who said that first? I said it right here on this show. Go back and look. I said there has to be a moral turpitude phrase or clause in his contract, and they're not going to have to pay that settlement. And now CBS was also paying his legal expenses, and I don't know if they're going to continue. I doubt it. And they're not going to pay him that $120 million settlement. So Julie Chen may not be calling herself Julie Chen. Moonves much longer.
I read they were going to pay his court costs.
Maybe they'll continue his
legal expenses.
Well, they may continue to pay the legal expenses because they want to be protected and make sure they don't have exposure as well. So it wouldn't be a generosity for him. It'd be for himself, their own self-interest. But anyway, I told you it was going to happen. In housewife news, RHOC, Orange County, had great ratings. They had like 2.5 million or something.
Yeah, it was the strongest ratings of the season for
the
finale.
That's fantastic, yeah. And so Emily tweets, I like Emily, she's cute. Tamara, you're a class act. I hope you had an amazing holiday party at Cut Fitness with your members, all four of them. So they must be fighting about something.
Yeah, still,
I don't know.
They're
talk talk about the shade. Now, you guys got to get in on the watchwhatcrappens.com Crappy Awards. I'm going to be presenting one. When is it? January the 1st or something?
The 5th.
The 5th? Oh, yeah. I'm going to be presenting one in L.A. somewhere. I don't know where.
January 5th in L.A. at...
And you can buy tickets. I'm sure they're probably sold out by now because Ronnie and Ben sell their tickets out right away. You know what? I might for a few dollars, I might be able to get you one. I'll be scalping tickets. You can go as my plus one. Anyway, so you need to go on there and vote. They've got the most shade, the most this, the most that, the best. They got the whole thing, whatever it is. Anyway.
Yeah, they're interesting categories.
Categories.
But, you know, it'll be the funnest night out you'll probably have all year. At the beginning of the year.
They are really fun, and they're super talented. Their shows sell out.
They are. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Their shows sell out in 30, 40 minutes sometimes. Go on their website, Watch What Crappens. The tickets are not expensive. You go in a club. You have a couple of drinks. If you want, they have food and hors d'oeuvres. You sit and listen to these two guys. Their stand-up comedy routines. Well, they actually sit down at a desk and have this routine. They're hilarious. I mean, we laughed all the way home after we went. Remember, we just laughed and laughed.
They basically recap all the Bravo shows from like the previous nights, and they do these podcasts every day.
And they imitate people and mock people and put in their sarcasm. It's if you like Bravo, you'll love it. By the way,
even if you don't, all those straight guys were at the wedding in Palm Beach, and they were all laughing.
There were guys that when we went in Palm Beach that said their wives dragged them. They've never watched a Bravo show, and they were laughing harder than anybody else. Yeah. So anyway,
Guys, it's totally worth a night out with those guys.
It's worth it. Yeah. And in royalty news, how to survive the holidays according to Vanity Fair. If you want to have a holiday as though you are royal. Number one, make a grand entrance. Number two, say hello to close friends first. Don't arrive empty-handed. If you really have it together, you'll wrap the hostess gift. I like those candles. A-S-H-A-K-A.
House of Ashka.
House of Ashka. I like those for house gifts now. That's a good one. Compliment the host on the spread. Oh, what a fabulous buffet. And oh, the flowers. Darling, I must know where you got the flowers. The decor is exotic. You know, be one of those. Get a glass of alcohol nearest you. So grab the first glass. That'll put you at ease, and it makes you look like you're mingling and in the party. Before long, you'll want to be home on the most. You'll want to hone in on the most tolerable people in the room. So you gotta look for some tolerable people that you can talk to. Grab a seat and move over somewhere and start a little chit-chat session. And if you do that and you're sitting with a group of people, you know, whining and dining, then it's less likely that the weirdos will bother you. So it's like to sit in a group with your nose up. Oh, you can't sit with us. There are no more chairs. Look like you're listening attentively, even if you're not. And you'll be in the groove soon. Smile through unwanted, horrible photos. When everyone wants photos of you, you just smile. I'm the worst with photos. And if you have to leave, and then, wait, let's see, text. Oh, on the way home, text and tell them you had the very best time. And the next day, send an email complimenting and saying, oh, I must know that florist, darling. I just must. What was that fabulous champagne? And they're going to say, oh, it was Trader Joe's for $3. And when you leave on the way home, critique every single detail. That's what everybody does. As soon as they get in the car, oh, my God, did you see what she was wearing? Oh, my God, did you see he was drinking too much? What was she doing invited there? How funny. Now, in real royalty gossip, Meghan Markle's sister is attacking their Christmas card. Ugh. So Harry and Meghan had a Christmas card that they had made, and they took it from their photo album of their wedding where they were holding hands. She had on her bridal gown or her the cocktail gown after, and he had on his tux, and they were looking at the fireworks after just getting married. And that was their black and white Christmas card. So the sister, the crazy sister in the base that should be in the basement, she goes, she's turning her back on us. The photo proves she's turning her back on her family. The black and white photo overlooking the fireworks at the royal wedding reception, the sister says, it's just like turning her backs towards the world, or is it just towards the Raglan and Markle family? Just go away!
They're ridiculous.
They're just ridiculous, and it's so annoying that anybody gives them any press. Why is the European press, why are they letting these people on their shows to trash her and the royal family just for desperate attention? She needs to go away, and the dad, too.
I think we need to take a 5-minute or 5-second break. You need to have a drink of your tea.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Just reminding you, it's our special holiday session with my Santa cap. Okay.
You're getting a lot of comments. People were saying, like, how about just be positive and happy at the holiday party that you're there?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Why do you have to follow all that list of protocol and memorize it? Yeah.
Andre Lucas says, how about just listening? He said, that's good advice that you should have. Jeannie Gerardi says, watch the documentary Stink on Netflix and you will not be burning candles any longer.
Really?
I used to love them. I haven't seen that yet either, so I'm gonna look that up. Thanks for that recommendation.
Thanks for destroying the credibility gave to the guy that we're promoting.
I love candles too. I think they're great. And you can get clean candles.
These are clean candles.
I haven't seen this documentary.
These are clean candles.
Yeah, they are great candles. They really are.
In trivia news, since you're all drinking, there are 4 types of drinkers. I think I've told you this before, but I wanted to review it for you, Benz. It's the holidays. By the way, back to that party thing. Will you believe there are going to be people that these socialite types, they're going to take that Vanity Fair article, they're going to print out the steps to how to act at a party, and they're going to practice, memorize, rehearse it. I mean, we're reading it sarcastically. People are going to be, oh, did I get the drink? Oh, did I get a group to sit with? Oh, did I compliment the thing? They're going to be following it exactly.
Aldo Martin says, we can't all be royals.
One of these. 4 types of drinks. Hemingway drinker, the personality stays the same. The Mary Poppins drinker becomes sweeter and more outgoing. The Nutty Professor drinker becomes uninhibited and attention-seeking. And the Mr. High drinker becomes hostile. And then they all get loud, by the way, just so you know. You can tell when someone's drinking because they talk so loud your ears ring. I can't with that.
So, Pete LeDuc says, I'm all of them.
All of the above. The more you drink, the level of drinking. Oh, my God. In news, oh my God, we don't have much time. We could go on for all day. 552.74 carat diamond, the largest discovered in Canada, the size of a hen's egg. It was found deep in the diamond mine, 135 miles south of the Arctic Circle. It will soon be cut, polished, and sold. Oh, can you imagine just to have 10% of that 55 carat?
Yeah,
that's what I want. That's what I want. A Missouri man was sentenced to, I love this, to watch the movie Bambi once a month during an entire year behind bars for his part in the illegal killing of hundreds of deers. So this Missouri man's out poaching deers and killing them. He gets to the court, and the judge orders him to watch the Bambi movie once a month for the entire year that he's behind bars. Good for the judge. I love that judge. After 57 years, is Ken of Ken and Barbie getting his own Ken doll? We're getting too politically correct now. I'm sorry. If you like, if you want a Ken doll and you want him to have a partner, just buy two Ken dolls. So this couple was so offended when they're shopping for their niece that they can't find a couple of Ken and Ken that they're now meeting with Mattel. I mean, just stop with it. Don't be that politically correct. Just buy two Ken dolls. You don't have to be a couple. You make them a couple. Oh, I can't. It's too much. So I like this little feel-good story. A couple invited 80 guests to their wedding, and as soon as they did their vows, they told the guests to get in the car, follow them to Target, and they'd already told the guests they didn't want any gifts, and they told the guests what they wanted for the wedding gifts for them to each buy a gift for Toys for Tots. And they went in Target, and 80 people bought gifts for Toys for Tots. Isn't that fabulous?
That's wonderful.
That's the sweetest thing. I just know me. I would have bought like 100. I would have just bought everything. Let's see. Oh, the homeless in America, the homelessness is up from 2018 for the second year in a row. It went from 550,000 or 551,000 to 553,000, and now it's at 648,000.
Wow.
Oh, the homelessness. If you see these homeless people, Peter Max used to drive around New York with the cups of coffee and put it in their hands and put $5 in their hand. Oh, my God. Jeff makes fun of me for handing out protein bars. But when people are hungry, you know, do whatever you can for them. It's terrible.
Mm. You've got some comments coming in.
Of course we do.
Jeannie wanted to reiterate on the candle comment.
Oh, thank you, Jenny.
She's the one that's going to buy the bag for her patients. She said her patient's here, so she has to run. But she said free toxic candles are fine.
Okay, good. These are toxic free. Natural toxic
and
free.
And Pete LeDuc says, Ken needs to find a rich daddy.
Who?
Ken.
Oh, Ken. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Get a sugar daddy, Ken. I mean, you're going to go make a whole couple. I'm sorry. No. Now, Mattel is sitting there going, hey, this is a business opportunity. We can start selling to the gays.
They're already having, like, business meetings.
Selling to the gays. How can we dress them? How can we make them more Frankie Grande than anyone else? I think they should make a Mattel doll after Frankie.
He should.
The most gayest gay I know. He's so fabulous. He just came out with a song that his sister sang back up in. It was gorgeous. It was so good.
Well,
it's a cover of another song, but it was beautiful. I listened to it. Now, the stock market is down 500 points since the corporate tax cuts. Oh, my God. So the tax cuts went down a huge amount, and now, of course, we're at a 14-month low in the stock market. Like, what economist didn't predict that? I'm telling you, Trump and all this, that whole thing, they just want to take care of the rich. Let the rich get richer. In other news, CBS, American parents are spending $500 billion annually on adult kids. Like, so you're out of college and you're living home and it's costing you to subsidize your income. It's kind of the American adult. $500 billion. Because kids aren't, either they're not motivated or they can't get a job or they're like comfortable at home. I don't know what that is. I've got to get on RJ and say, listen, RJ, you know what? I might subsidize your income. I might like give you a credit card for gas, but you've got to get a job.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says 79% of parents serve as the family bank for adult children anymore. They are spending twice as much on their kids as what they save for retirement. But, you know, if these kids were grateful, they go out and make money and take care of their parents during retirement, which is what, like, I do and everybody that I know does. And once your parents are on a fixed income, you should do things for them. 34% of kids between the age of 18 and 34 still live under their parents' roof. I would love it if I stayed at home forever. It's up 26% from 2005. So in 2005, 26% less kids stayed at home at the age of 18 to 34. I remember we couldn't all wait to get out of the house, get the car, go to school, get a job. I mean, you know, times have changed.
In South Africa, you stay home until you get married.
Yeah, oh, they do. Well, they do that in a lot of, like, Italian places. But in America, the entrepreneur spirit, people want to get out, you know?
My dad was like, at my graduation, he was like, I'm so proud of you. Your mom and I love you so much. When are you moving out?
When is your first job application? According to CNN, I love this one. I love this story. In West Germany, a small town had one ton of liquid chocolate flowed out of their factory and caked an entire street. It must have been delicious. It was a storage tank that overflowed at Deli Muslier, Dre Muslier Chocolate. It was a 10 square foot meter of chocolate pancake formed, and it took 25 firefighters to clean it up. I would have been there, I'm telling you, with spoons, and I would have gotten it right when it was running out and putting it in and making myself a bunch of chocolate to go home. I just love that idea. A chocolate factory. Okay, in the world news, the two top 2018 global searches, according to Google, the World Cup, Meghan Markle, and the Black Panther movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
If this day would dump that Markle family, they just annoy the hell out of me. Now, by the way, you know, Joe's Stone Crabs, which is like the most famous stone crab place maybe in the world, definitely in Florida. Even my friend Iris mails them out to L.A. for her parties. They're now offering stone crabs as appetizers only because there are not enough crabs anymore.
Yep.
Can you believe that? That's just, I don't know if that's an environmental thing. I don't know. We need to find out. Unbelievable.
Wasn't Joe's like the invention of the, wasn't that like the power lunch?
Well, where, yes.
That was when
yes,
people used, you yes, know, that term came into play, the power lunch. It was
yeah,
coined from that location.
I think so, because, yeah, you know, first of all, the stone crabs are very expensive, right, and they're kind of an exotic thing, and you don't eat them that often, and it was just kind of a place, but it's not like a fancy place. It's just kind of a casual place to see and be seen, but...
And you used to be able to get from Brickell to the beach and back in an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I remember back when Joe's Stone Crabs, people would wait in line 2 hours to go there. I would never wait 2 minutes. And I would always be embarrassed because they, of course, Roy knows everybody, so they would always take us to the front. And I would be so embarrassed. Roy just trots up there like he is not embarrassed. I would be having anxiety, so I go in the ladies' room, and I wait like 10 minutes, and then I go join them at the table because I just wouldn't do it. I don't think you should, just because people know who you are and you think you're fabulous, I don't think you should be able to cut in line like that, and it bothered me. So that's one of the reasons we didn't go there so much. But they're for lunch, and then they have a takeout. But now you can't get them so much anymore.
Don Jones says that the red tide has affected the stone crab.
Is that
industry.
It?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I'm the curator of all news. You know, all you need to do to have is just listen to me and you get all the news. CNN, listen to this little sweet story. This little guy in Michigan, his friend, I think he was 14 years old or something, had leukemia. He died. The mom had taken off work from a waitress for a year to take care of him. So the little boy dies. He had only had one really good friend, his best friend. They didn't have the money for the tombstone, and the little friend went out and raised $2,500, which gave him a $900 tombstone, and then the rest of the money to the mom. Oh, that just broke my heart. I mean, those kind of stories just kill me. Oh, now this one really infuriates me. If you live in New York, think about this. If you saw this, you report it. Ah! Police are looking for the help to find two New York in New York on the highway. Two dogs, beagles, were tossed out of a moving SUV van, according to the Huffington Post. So somebody took two beagle dogs and threw them out the window. Now, I don't know if they died or if they were injured. It didn't say. But they're looking for them. There was an alert out looking for the person that threw them out of the van. I would love to find the person. I would put them in a cage at the vet and feed them like a dog on the floor for like 10 years and just whip them every day.
I would throw them out of the van.
Yeah, they should be thrown out the van. Gun deaths skyrocketed to the highest in 40 years, according to the CDC. Well, of course, but now they're apparently going to try to stop bump stocks.
The NRA's
already all over it. They're already all over it. They're not going
to
last.
Yeah, I mean, and what are they doing? They're just telling people, you have to destroy them in the next 90 days.
Yeah, like, right.
Boy, that's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, everybody's going to get in line for that.
The price of them just went up double on the black market. That's what it is.
They should buy them back. It's cheaper to buy them back than to run an investigation on these killers that are slaughtering people.
Well, they do those gun buybacks here in Miami all the time, where if you come, no questions asked, you turn a gun in, they give you like $100 gift certificate.
They're giving
computers away, I saw in the news this week.
I'll give you a handbag. You know? They're on 75% off. I'll give you a handbag.
I'm not accepting guns here in the office.
Well, then we're going to destroy them. We're going to melt them down. Katriana Gray, Miss Philippines, was crowned Miss Universe of 2018. So that's lovely, Miss Philippines. Oh, a correction from last week wasn't my correction. Yes. It was
100% my fault.
Thank you, James. Joanne,
I'm sorry, Joanna.
Olo's book is Femme Fabulous, not Femme Fatale. We called it Femme Fatale incorrectly, but we do still recommend it as one of the top gifts to give away for Christmas this year.
Yes.
You can order both of her books, Lush and Lux, and Femme Fabulous, I love that name, by the way, on her website at joannevivolo.com/shop. There
That's
you
it.
Go. And then also don't forget to check out our UK website at leahblack.co.uk. Emily's our distributor over there. She's just a tall, gorgeous, beautiful blonde. And don't forget, if you want your Christmas stuff to arrive before Christmas, today's your last day to order, leahblack.com, that we can guarantee it gets there before Christmas. Now, these handbags are perfect for New Year's, so just start ordering up. We have our top 20 Facebook fans by engagement for 2018. Suzanne Salinder, David Evans Binkley, Maria Michka, Alex Pelletcher, Mary Baldron. Can anyone have a normal name? Sandy David, Margaret Selikov, Jesse DeFreitas, Emily Daugherty, Rosa Linda Resendez, Nancy Carver, another one, Judy Goldfarb, Marcella Barani, Ann Tempesta, Joanne Bivolo, V-I-V-O-L-O, Eden Elkin Dominic, Renee Ruiz, the one of the world's top designers. You got to buy his dresses, ladies, to wear with these gorgeous handbags. Stacy Fixler Stoughton, Beth Feldman Foster, and Nicola Carpenteri.
Yes.
Oh my God, fabulous!
And
listen,
there are a lot of people on that list, but we just took the ones that had been continuously following us throughout the year. So those people have been like,
those are like our
most 12 months.
Yeah. Ardent fans, listeners, and sharers.
Yes. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mary Mary. Quote of the week: I've got a lot of limitations. I just don't let them get in my way. Well, that's true. I don't.
People love that, too. There's a lot of engagement on social media. People were sharing it on their pages, which is great to see.
So. Now, I
just got a politics breaking news.
Oh, what's that?
So the judge has struck down the Trump immigration rules on the gang members and the people that were trying to seek asylum in the United States that he said no. That have struck down the Trump
So they can seek asylum. Yeah. Well, it's part of the Constitution that they can seek asylum. And listen, if they just had a process, why don't they just process them properly and either send them back or send them to a country that's willing to accept them or help them get started or accept them? But you just don't put them in cages costing $6 million a day. It's ridiculous.
Right.
So I made a list. I made a list about somebody, and I want to see if you guys can figure out who I'm talking about. I just started making adjectives about someone, and you tell me who you think this is when I finish the list. Crude, vulgar, lies, vindictive, holds grudges, petty, mean, delusional, narcissistic, nasty, racist, misogynist, adulterer, arrogant, wishy-washy, indecisive, ungrateful, doesn't pay debts, doesn't keep word, cheater, double standards, birther, hypocrite, builds walls and not bridges. Who do you think I'm talking about?
I didn't know you knew my ex.
Well, I'll let you decide if the shoe fits, who wears it. So now listen to this. This is fucking hilarious to me. I sent this to Kathy Ribbon, by the way. So lefty celebs berate unrecognizable hypocrite Melania Trump for defending herself, according to Gabrielle Hayes. So listen to this. This is hilarious. After Melania Trump called out the opportunistic media during an interview with Sean Hannity, stop right there, and after the first ladies, I could put another word instead of lady, spokeswoman came to her defense during the ensuing media brouhaha, lefties in showbiz, I'm now a lefty in a showbiz, I'm loving it, and the media have doubled down on the insults. They've taken to slamming Mrs. Trump as a hypocrite and a birther. She is a birther, and she's a hypocrite. What are you talking about? While also hurling attacks at her unrecognizable appearance, particularly her new blonde hair. Well, she didn't need to have kidney surgery to get the blonde hair, but she did get the blonde hair. On Sunday, comedian Kathy Griffin went after Mrs. Trump, calling her a hypocrite. The always enraged liberal loon, Kathy, tweeted, "At FLOTUS is a birther. She's a hypocrite, just like her husband, Billy Baldwin." responded to news of Trump's Hannity interview with a disgusting post promoting one to wonder whether he or his brother Alec was the most unhinged and unhinged of the two. The younger Baldwin brothers tweeted at both Donald Trump and his wife. Just saw the teaser on it for Fox. Check it out. The caption referred to an image of the First Lady coupled with a satirical quote stated, Donald was a fat old man, but he's rich, so we make F-U-C-K. Broadcast journalist Soledad Obregon. These comedians, people get to do what they want. They're actors. A broadcast journalist, Soledad O'Brien, I love her on Twitter, former CNN anchor and current host of Matter of Fact, went after the First Lady spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, who defended the First Lady's reputation. Ugh. On the op-ed, O'Brien tweeted that, of course, Grisham has to put a high level of spin on Mrs. Trump's statements because she's disqualified herself from doing a good job by her support of Trump's birther comments. The anchor tweeted, Lady, I get you're a spokesperson, so you have to spin hard every day, but your boss at FLOTUS is a birther. Let's chat about that first. And when Fox News pundit Howard Kurtz tweeted that Melania is subjected to particularly brutal kind of treatment and mockery, O'Brien responded with, oh, shut up, Howie, you're utterly full of it. Now comes the good part. Real Housewife of Miami star, who knew?
I saw the star.
An online beauty blogger, and they should have said podcaster.
They should have seen that. They must have seen that new Real Housewives poll.
Yes,
where you
right.
Blew everybody away.
Leah Black didn't mince words about Mrs. Trump, slamming her for her own immigrant heritage and birther hypocrisy. In a lengthy tweet, Black wrote, cry me a river for this immigrant and her chain migration family. She complains nonstop about her, quote, job. That's one thing she didn't plagiarize from Michelle Obama. Her dad was a member of the Soviet Communist Party, and she is a birther. So media members went also after her, the First Lady, for her recent style choices as she debuted her interview with Sean and her blonde hair and blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. I made the big hit list. Oh, we're not in a hurry. Now, speaking of tweets, listen to this one. I tweeted this out, too. Jill Stein, please someone investigate her. She was up to no good. And Sanders won't fare as well in an election without Russian's help. Even if he didn't ask for it, he got it. I also tweeted out, Trump's Twitter account should be canceled. He uses it to send messages to the Russians and others as to what messages to use on. So he uses it to lie and spread his messages. Facebook, National Enquirer,
State
and others.
Media.
He uses Facebook, National Enquirer, and others to affect voters' decisions, thinking, and votes. And then I also wrote this one. Michael Avenatti said, I'm looking for the perfect gift card for a guy born with a silver spoon in his mouth and who was no moral compass. And he was talking about Don Jr. And so I replied back, a commissary gift card. That means money to buy in jail. Anyway, so that's that. Anyway, now there's 17 investigations going on about Trump. Apparently, they had $107 million they raised for the inauguration, which is two to three times more of other inaugurations. People are going, where did it go? And $25 million of it was paid to Melania's very best friend for helping. So there, we're going to find out where that money went. Mulvaney called Trump a terrible human being, and now he accepts the chief of staff job. Of course, the acting chief of staff, because Trump had to shut down the story that no one would take the job, so he calls in this old guy who's supposed to be running his budget stuff and says, will you be my chief of staff? And so they agreed on he'll be his acting chief of staff, and so he has an out.
Well, they actually have him on video, too, saying Trump's a horrible person.
Yeah, they have him on video saying he's a terrible human being, but then he goes in and he takes the job. Border Patrol 329 says there were 329 migrant deaths in 2016. Oh my God! And 17, and in 2017 there were 294, and there were 7 children. Oh, these are just desperate people. I can't. Jason Chavez, the biggest hypocrite of ever in the Senate. Oh my God, he's the one that went after Hillary just nonstop for years. Just a hypocrite. It's just, you know what he says has happened to that little girl that died at the border? He goes, well, the message here is just don't make the journey. It'll kill you. Oh, that's a lot of compassion, isn't it? Oh,
well, if they don't make the journey, then they'll probably get killed in their own country.
Exactly.
And if they do make the journey, the U.S. government will
kill them. By the way, Kellyanne Conway basically said the same thing. And apparently John Kelly is furious that Jared and Ivanka are the ones that got him fired. Now, this should be no surprise. 10 Russians accompanied Russian spy Maria Butina, who's now cooperating with the government, as a Russian spy helping the NRA, translation Trump, get elected, to Trump's prayer breakfast. Trump has a prayer breakfast.
Oh, my God.
I just can't with that. Remember that Corinthian 13. I mean, yeah.
2 Corinthian.
Oh, 2 Corinthian. Oh, my God. So so Maria's trying to penetrate the Republicans through the NRA, and she brings 10 Russians to her to the Trump prayer meeting. Does anybody not find that suspicious? You just shake a tree and a Russian falls out of it. I've never seen so many Russians. I didn't even know there were so many of them.
They're like rabbits.
Unbelievable. It was like contagious. Rudy's infamous, truth isn't truth comment topped Yale Law School librarian's quote of the year. Remember Rudy sitting there going, well, the truth isn't the truth.
And Chuck Todd's going,
would you repeat that again? What truth isn't truth? No, truth isn't truth.
He said in that moment, this is going to be a bad meme. And that's exactly what
I mean,
turned into.
What are you going to believe me or lying ears?
Well, he went back on over the weekend and said that collusion wasn't a federal crime.
Well, it's actually conspiracy.
That's what it's actually called.
Conspiracy
to defraud U.S. government.
And then Kavanaugh's, the second most famous infamous quote, was Kavanaugh's affirmation about liking beer. Remember, he kept saying, I like beer, I like beer, I like beer. Montel Williams tweets, at this point, you have to be brain dead to continue supporting Donald Trump. He's a two-bit criminal, and there's nothing redeeming about him. He has no soul. Oh, my God, I can't. Okay. Ivanka 2019. Oh, my God, I saw a picture. This is the funniest thing. They had all these beautiful long legs of women wearing these 6-inch stiletto shoes, and they had a monitor bracelet on there. Like when you're in jail or house arrest, they monitor you. So they're calling it Ivanka's 2019 ankle bracelet monitor line of designer shoes. So you can get the red one with a little diamond on it, or you can get the pink one with a bow on it. It's gonna be a trend, and all the Republicans are hopefully gonna be wearing them. Oh my God. And then remember Trump complaining all the time, if I was president, I wouldn't even probably ever go to Bedminster. He drops the name of every golf club. I wouldn't go to this golf club that I own. I would never go to that club that I own because I'd be too busy running the country. He has played golf 1/3 of his presidency at his own golf places, and now he's getting ready to take 16 days off of golf right during the middle of threatening a government shutdown, meaning that people won't get their paychecks during the holidays, and air traffic controllers won't be working, and the flights will be dangerous.
Plus, the Secret Service would not be getting paid, and they would still have to watch him on the golf course.
And then, it just can't. That's right. Okay, so Jennifer Rubin tweets, you would never know listening to Stephen Miller that they've been in charge, the Republicans, for 2 years. Because Stephen Miller, who's the architect of all this horrible, horrible, disgusting immigration policy, says that there's a loophole in the immigration policy, and that's why they've got to build the wall. And Jennifer Rubin's saying, like, you guys had 2 years of being 100% in control of Congress. Why didn't you pass a law and just stop the loophole if there is one? Because that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it because you're a racist bigot. That's why you're doing it. Oh, my God. That 17-year-old little girl died in custody. I saw a picture of her mom online. It was just so heartbreaking. And now they're putting numbers on the kids and the parents' names on their wrist, on the inside of their wrist, just like they did in Nazi Germany, just like the Nazis did. But instead of tattooing them, they're putting them on with markers. I mean, I guess they'll start a tattoo parlor soon. I can't. That's just unbelievable. And Lenny Davis, Cohen's lawyer, says that Cohen is, Trump called Cohen a rat for telling the truth. That is mobster talk. That is not the talk of a president. I mean, come on. He's supposed to be the top law enforcement official in government. It's a betrayal of his oath, according to Cohen's lawyer.
Yeah, but then Giuliani said the other day that the president wasn't under oath. That's what made the difference between the
it's
two.
It's not a lie, because he wasn't under oath.
Well, he was. He took an oath on the day he was put in office.
So the president can lie as long as he's not under oath. Well, you are under oath. You're under oath from the time you take the office. But your hand on that Bible, which I'm surprised didn't explode. It probably had a Russian ruble inside of it. Look at this. Trump vodkas failed. Trump steaks failed. Trump airlines failed. Trump university failed. Trump casinos failed. Trump mortgage company failed. Trump's marriages have failed. Trump's presidency's a failure. And he filed bankruptcy 6 times.
And the charity dissolved yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, because, and they're saying that there was illegal acts, ongoing misuse of money.
They used it as their own personal account, is what they were saying.
And Melania's popularity dropped 11 points. Oh, poor thing. Go get me one of those shirts. I don't care, do you? Now, this burns me up. Joel Osteen, that preacher that wouldn't open up his church for the hurricane victims in Houston when they were dying, bought his wife, which some people call his beard, I don't know, a Gulfstream jet for the holidays. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. That is what you call a false prophet and a charlatan. He bought a $30+ million jet for his wife. Where does that money come from? It comes from all those people in his little congregation passing the hat and putting their $5, $10, $20, and $50 in every week, and he goes out and buys his wife a $30 million to Gulfstream. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Another top preacher gave his wife a Lamborghini. These people have no shame. I mean, they just have no shame. Here's a list and a photograph. I know you can't see it unless you're on Facebook Live, but these are all the people that have left the administration just in 1 year. Oh, my God.
How many volumes is that?
I mean, yeah, it's like unbelievable. And then the Flynn sentencing, the judge yesterday said, I'm not accepting your plea. I'll tell you what happened. This is what I think happened. He made a deal with the government. He said, I'll tell you the truth, and the government says, well, we'll give you a downward departure and recommend no jail time. Then the Trump people get in his ear and say, you've got to give us something to work with. You've got to give us some talking points. You've got to put in that plea agreement that you were railroaded by the FBI and that they forced you to talk to them without a lawyer, but you still did lie. So they throw that into the plea agreement, and then the prosecutors are stuck with it. Now the judge is livid. And he put him on record yesterday. Were you forced by the FBI? No. Were you mistreated by the FBI? No. Did you ever feel like the FBI wouldn't let you have a lawyer? No. Did you lie to the FBI? Yes. So they put him on record to clean it up yesterday, and I haven't heard from Trump yet today. Let's see what he tweets. But there are 17 investigations going on right now. People say there are 18 Russian connections and 25 departures just in the current staff at the White House. Individual number one was identified as one Trump in one of the pleadings. And I saw on Instagram or Twitter or somewhere that they took the Trump Tower and someone whited out the Trump Tower and put individual number one at the top. I love that. Yeah. And then Trump's housekeepers that are illegally here, that he helped get illegal papers, are all coming forward and telling them that they're sick of him criticizing, putting them down and making them feel horrible when they knew that they were here illegally and in some cases helped him get identification and fake information to get here legally. Oh, I can't. But in good news, Kid Rock spent $350,000, bought 350 presents at Walmart for $81,000, and Tyler Perry $450,000, paying off people that had things on layaway for Christmas. Isn't that the sweetest thing? I think, you know what, if you don't know what to do for Christmas, go to Walmart or Target or one of these stores and just pay down people that have been paying $10 a month, just pay off their debt. We did that 1 year. Remember, Jason? And Frank, too. Anyway, so now I guess we're going to have to wrap up. Let's see if there's anything I've got to tell you one good news story. There was a dog they found at the campfire in Malibu that a yellow lab had been sitting there waiting for his owners for over a month. Someone found a piece of their clothing and put it there, and he was sitting there on that. That one just killed me. I just can't. Oh, my God. Well, we just got to point out that the president keeps calling I can't call him that. Trump keeps calling the press enemy of the people, and the bomb threats keep. CNN had to clear out again the other night. Oh, I can't see if there's anything else. I just can't. I'm just going to have to save everything else, I guess, because we just Kushner's BFF, the Crown Prince, and they're still trying to figure out a way to get him off the hook, and they're conspiring with him for a spin so he can get out of saying that he gave this Khashoggi a pass and that he was in on it. And the Kushners and the rest of them are trying to get out of it. I just can't with that either. So anyway, I'll end on this. Trump won the Golden Idiot Award on German TV, according to Inquisitor.com.
The shoe-in this year.
Yay! There wasn't a lot of competition. All right, well, we went longer than usual, but we aren't going to be here for the next 2 weeks. I didn't want you going through withdrawals. 3 weeks. I didn't want you to be back. I think it's like the 6th, 7th, or 8th of January, whatever that Wednesday is. I didn't want you guys to go through withdrawal, so I wanted to give you a little extra time today. Oh, happy, happy holidays.
Everybody's wishing you and your family a very happy holidays.
Thank you. Don't forget the handbag, 75% off. If you're on Facebook, you can see them. If not, you can't, but you can hear about it on the podcast. And meanwhile, go to leahblack.com and come here, little baby. Say goodbye, baby. I wish you were on Facebook so you could see little Black saying hi. All right, everybody, we had fun. I'm sorry we went over, but you know what? Whenever you get tired of listening, you can just stop and go back and listen again. When you want to hear more of me, you can just repeat. I'll see you guys in 2019.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.